Good morning. Good morning. There we go. Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. Glad to welcome our visitors and our guests. It's taken us a little bit of a minute to get in here. People are sweeping up the last cookie crumbs out there trying to get some cookies, but all this was to honor our high school graduates, which we'll be doing a little bit more in the service. Next Saturday is our lunch on the lawn. Preston, is there more we need to know?
Yes. Thank you for your generosity and for volunteering to sign up. If you pick my phone, I think it's something that I'm happy to let you know that we have all the soft drinks we need. Our hot dogs have been donated by Tyson Foods. We can still use foot powder, bug spray, and paper bag bombs. And we've moved our collection box back to the old kitchen because of all that in the darkness. So if you plan to help pick some hot dogs, we're going to start here at the church at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. If you want to help serve hot dogs, we're going to be at Suggs and Kelly downtown at 10:30.
Thank you, Preston. Ooh, that's not good. Also, next Saturday morning, next Saturday evening, you're a good man, Charlie Brown. Jim, tell us about that. This past several days, Preston and Michelle Knight and Kayla Audette and Charlotte have... you're allowed in under 30. Have all been at Senate Assembly with us. Asked them about it. One highlight that you will be seeing is Pastor Mel was honored for his 50th year of ordination. And it's on the Facebook page probably tomorrow, so that you can see a little bit. Jonathan, come tell us what's going on and about the Quillos. Not during the sermon.
Not during the sermon. Although it was a pretty sweet time. So please enjoy those after church. And then also today, the Christ and Sunshine kids are going swimming at the Summers. The youth are gearing up for the mission trip, so that's coming up along. For parents and youth next Sunday after church. So the 16th is when they leave, that's in a couple Sundays from now. We'll have a short blessing for them around 7:15 in the morning. I know it's bright and early. We'll have an early trip to the Charlotte Airport that day, but I'd like to invite the whole congregation, or whoever would like to be up that early, to come and join us for
Now we join in recognizing our high school graduates. If I all to come forward at this time. Dear graduates, at this special time, we are eager to show you how delighted we are that you have reached this milestone in your life. As fellow members of this community of faith, we rejoice with you and want you to know of our pride and excitement as you move from this accomplishment into the next phase of your life. We also want you to know that wherever you go and whatever you do, you are going forward with our prayers for God's continued guidance, power, protection, and strength. I now invite your parents and family members to come join you. Its own pillow. This quillow has been made by family members of the graduates and members of the congregation. As we enwrap you in it now, know that you are and remain wrapped. Let us pray.
O Lord Jesus Christ, when you welcomed the children, your invitation included each one of us. Your guiding hand has continually been upon Carly and Andy. You have sustained them. You have shared in their laughter and wiped away their tears. In times of confusion, you have offered direction. In times of sorrow, you have in times of doubt, your Holy Spirit has lifted them up. Grant them, O Savior, the knowledge of your continued presence as they go forth into the future. Guide their steps. Hold them in the hollow of your hand. Bless them and keep them now and forever.
Are you? promise to keep Carly and Andy and their families in your thoughts and prayers as they go forth into the future.
Will you,
as believers in Jesus Christ, promise to help them as need and opportunity arise? Will you welcome them in love and joy when they return to worship among us? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord watch over you and keep you safe. May the Lord guide your every step. May you always know of our unending love for you. Amen. Congratulations. We wish you all the best. And please know this is always your church family. You always have a home here. Okay? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, form the minds of your faithful people into your one will. Make us love what you command and desire what you promise, that amid all the changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joy is found. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward.
The first lesson is a reading from Acts. One day, as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune-telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you in a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days. But Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews, and they are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe. The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into a prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, Do not harm yourself, for we are all here. The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? They answered, Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the same night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. The word of the Lord. Rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad. Fire goes before the Lord, burning up enemies on every side. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods. Bow down before the Lord, all you gods.
Zion hears and is glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you are the Lord most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Light dawns for the righteous and joy for the honest of heart. The second lesson is a reading from Revelation. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let everyone who hears say, come. And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus prayed, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
There's an old Peanuts cartoon in which Lucy demands that Linus change the TV channel, threatening him with her fist if he doesn't. What makes you think you can walk right in here and take over? Asked Linus. These five fingers, says Lucy. Individually, they're nothing, but when I curl them together like this into a single unit, they form a weapon that is terrible to behold. Linus said, which channel do you want? Then turning away, he looks at his fingers and says, why can't you guys get organized like that? Being organized can be something pretty powerful indeed. And in our gospel lesson today, that's just what Jesus prays for us. He prays that we would be one with each other, and more importantly, one with God. But somehow I think Lucy's way of organization wasn't what Jesus had in mind. I probably don't have to tell you that a contentious church, a church full of disunity, is just about the worst place to be. The old saying about if mama's not happy, then nobody's happy, is true about the church too. But that disharmony and that dis-ease isn't what Jesus called the church to be, and it's not who we are. Jesus calls us to be one. But that doesn't mean
that we all have to be just alike. And it doesn't mean that we have to think just alike on all the issues either. I remember as a child, one of my favorite things to do was a jigsaw puzzle. It was so rewarding to put all the pieces together, to make sense of all those fractured, broken pieces and put them together into a beautiful picture, somehow at the same time putting the fractured and broken pieces of daily life in order too. But didn't you notice? The pieces weren't identical. They had different shapes, different colors, different ways of fitting together. But in the end, they did all fit together just right to form the picture you were trying for. That's the kind of unity that Jesus is talking about here. It's unity of purpose, unity of calling, unity of mission. As God's people, we're to take our own unique gifts and abilities, our shapes and colors and ways of fitting with those next to us, and work toward the glorious picture of God's kingdom among us. What holds us together is God, God's love, God's mercy, God's grace received, and God's call to reach out in service and love to others. Each piece has its place, and missing pieces mess up the whole thing. That's what it means to be one. That's what it means to be in the kingdom of God. We are all Christ's ministers, and that's what we celebrate today. God has called each and every one of us, me, you, the person next to you, to live our lives as a ministry wherever we are and whatever we do. We are one in purpose, one in our calling, one in our mission. So let's get organized. If you would, please open your hymnals to page 235 in the front. Page 235 in the front. And you'll find something there called the rite for the affirmation of baptism. Page 235. We use this rite whenever we do confirmation, and there are other uses for this service as well, so we won't do all of it. But I want us to use it today as a way to confirm and renew our commitment to ministry together. We'll start at the top of page 235. If you would, please rise. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? Do you believe in God the Father? Believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, and the life everlasting. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed,
to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. People of God, you promise to support these sisters and brothers and pray for each other in your life in Christ. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in your people the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Merciful and saving Lord, today we celebrate your grace. We celebrate your love which knows no end. Keep us in your strong arms of love forever, Lord God. Assure us of your strength and help in our daily lives, and comfort us always with your presence and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Savior of us all, Bring your love into our lives and turn the wrong of our world into right. Be with the sick, the sorrowed, the hungry, the poor, the outcast, and all whom we so easily forget or overlook. Comfort those who are far from home or who face trouble or who are afraid. Renew your love, your blessing, and your help for us all, loving God, and especially for those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Father of all the human family, we have so many divisions among us. So many times in the world and in our own families, our focus is ourselves and not the good of others. Change us, O God. Lead us to grow in love and unity, not only across the world, but also in our own homes. Give us unity and peace, knowing that we are all yours and that you hold all of us in your love. Lord, in your mercy. O God, we remember the promise you gave that you would send your Holy Spirit to us. Make that promise real today. Fill us with your Spirit now and always. Give us certainty in our hope. Unite us in purpose and will. Give us zeal for our faith. Send us out to make you known and fill us with your peace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
us pray. Risen One, as you broke bread with the disciples on the shore, meet us now in this meal. Nourish us to follow you, using our gifts to feed the hungry and tend the weary, and all for your love's sake. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Living God, you have greeted us in our brokenness and nourished us with the body of Christ broken for us. Risen to new life with you, send us now to bear your healing love to the wounded world. In the name of our risen Savior and Lord, amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
wasn't enough wine. And then I was worried, oh, what if I didn't put enough bread in?
You did fine.
We did okay.
Yeah, you did fine.
Oh boy, there's a lot of wine on that.
Yeah.